Welcome to another Better Human 5, five-ish minutes to help you become a better human. One big idea, tool, tip, strategy, or just thing to think about so you can get on with your day. Living better, focusing on the destination, not the journey. Life is it's about mastery. It's about getting better every single day of your life, leaving things better, bettering yourself. It's about the growth and development and the self-actualization that comes from doing just that. So I'm your host, Colin Stuckert. I hope you'll subscribe, Colin.coach, get the daily shows or on your favorite podcast app and or YouTube or all the places. That's what you should do. All right. Today we're talking about this one simple idea, an age of distraction and unlimited optionality around us. What's going to win? Now, win in business, win in your relationships, and win in your own personal contentment, happiness, and fulfillment. It's the same thing. It's focus. It's simplicity. It's stripping away all of the noise, which is 99% of the crap out there, and coming down to the signal, and then spending as much time with the signal as you possibly can. And as you go through life every single day, this is a skill you build, because if you stop being vigilant of what you're giving your attention to, the world will come at you. There's always somebody that wants something or wants to sell you something or give you something or free sample this or that, or this person needs a favor or this. It's always something. The most successful people on the planet learn this the hard way because as they rise up in their success and branding, whatever, people come at them. And it's why you see sometimes you have to put up almost a bit shield, right? They get not attacked, but they get pursued. Somebody always wants them to say something, do something, promote a product, try this, whatever. Like Tim Ferriss, for example, he said he had like hundreds of books that people sent him. They found his address online somewhere and they sent him 100 books. They want him to read it. They want him to obviously talk about it on his podcast, promote it, whatever. How does anybody possibly get through that? You don't. So you have to, as more and more stuff comes at you, whether you're famous or not, there's going to always be something coming at you. More email, more phone calls, even door to doors picking up now. People are randomly showing up at my door, knocking on my door. I'm like, who the hell are you? It's just so bizarre. You have to focus on having routines and systems and saying no to a lot of things, but also not just saying no to like people outside yourself, saying no to yourself, saying no to wanting to mindlessly scroll on social media or to play a game when you should be working or to put things off that you know you should get to. That's why habits and routines and schedules are so massive for the human being, because when it's left up to our own devices, you know how it is, it's hard to manage yourself. There's always something else you could be doing. Like right now, I could be playing Age of Empires, and on an average day, if my energy's not super high, I would literally be doing that. Like, I would want to do that. But I decide, no, I'm going to come and record first. I'm going to get that done. Every day I wake up, I get out of the house, I do my morning routine. Now it's including some sauna, getting outside, getting some sun, doing some of my exercises that I have for my back and things like that. It's amazing. And every day you do it, it gets a little bit easier to do. So that's the importance of routines. And how that helps you with focus and simplifying your life is when you're focused on something, and you have a checklist of things to do, everything else outside of that doesn't matter. Like the whole world shuts down. That's why I actually like the idea of a sauna. Going into a sauna or maybe even taking a walk in nature without your phone, these are ways to remove all of the optionality. So you don't have a billion things online you could be looking at or listening to or watching. You just have nature and yourself, your mind. Go into a hot ass sauna, don't take anything with you. Bam, just you, some heat, sweat, body, mind. Same thing if you're exercising or if you're surfing or whatever. And that's why people actually find a lot of fulfillment and happiness in these flow states where they do one thing intensely. And for you, this could be writing, could be building something, could be thinking very hard. It could be meditation. It could be, you know, long walks, whatever. But the key here, and I'm looking at a couple quotes real quick. The key is simplicity and focus. All right. So here's a few quotes to just bring the point home. Obviously, Steve Jobs is famous for this. When he came back to Apple after being fired, they had about 71 or 81 product lines at Apple. The company was on the verge of bankruptcy. They had about 6 months cash left. You know, it took some time, but he finally sat his executive team down and he went on a whiteboard, I believe the story goes, and he drew a quadrant, right? Let's how to get this camera right. Quadrant here. And on this side, he had two products, one, two. And on this side, he had two products, one, two. This side represented the consumer. They're going to have two max, right? And on the right side, you had business. And then, you know, I guess it was a Mac, like in a tower or a laptop in a tower. And then on the consumer, it was a notebook and I believe a tower, like an iMac. Four products. They went from literally 71 product lines to just four. They had to fire a bunch of people. They cut tons and tons of projects they had probably already invested millions in. They probably had to write off tons of equipment and things that they bought or factories, or whatever. That's a bold freaking move. But that's why Apple is one of the top companies in the world right now, because he came back and did that. I wouldn't even be recording this on this MacBook Pro if Jobs didn't do that when he came back. That's the power of simplicity and focus. So Will Durant said this, but actually Aristotle said it first. I believe that's who's often quoted, but it is, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. Bruce Lee, the successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus, because most of us are average. Like, we have our little bit of strengths and weaknesses, but we come to some kind of status quo, some kind of baseline. All of our strengths and our ability to create things and do things is for naught if we don't have focus on one thing. So in a world deluged by irrelevant information, clarity is power. Yuval Noah Harari, he wrote Sapiens, which is a must-read book. All right, so that's it. We're over. I'm going to get to this day in history, get to the three random facts, and then I already did some quotes, so that'll be it. I'll see you for the day. So in July 7th, 1930, the Hoover Dam construction begins. Over the next 5 years, a total of 21,000 men would ceaselessly work to produce the world's largest dam, one of the largest man-made structures in the world. So the dam was only 5 years to build, but it was 30 years in the making. Two random facts I thought were hilarious and just shows the ridiculousness of humans. The longest wedding veil was longer than 63 football fields. And this one's funny. Some cats are allergic to people. I guess if we can be allergic to cats, because I can be, then some are allergic to us as well. That's it for today. If you're struggling to get results, if you're struggling to find fulfillment, if you're feeling spread thin, you're probably doing too much. You need to simplify. You need to say no. You need to cut out. It will improve your happiness. It'll improve your results. And on the internet, where you're competing against six or seven, I mean, I don't know how many humans are on the planet now. You're competing against a lot of humans. I mean, not all of them are on the internet, of course. More and more come on every single day, right? Which is why it's still growing, which is actually crazy to think about. Like, how's the internet still growing? It is crazy. You're competing against people that will spend their entire day on one thing and become world-class at that. So you have to focus if you want to have any edge whatsoever, or if you want to outcompete the sea of optionality out there for others, whether that's to get attention, whether that's to get clients, whatever. Focus, do less. Think of it as a habit and a skill, not as something that's just going to happen, right? You have to work at this. You have to continually call things, continually unsubscribe from emails, continually block numbers that call you randomly or whatever, cut people from your life if they're pulling on you negatively and not adding to your life, etc. Get the Better Human newsletter over at Colin.coach and then subscribe on your favorite podcast app and or YouTube. And I'll see you in the next one.